This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Monday bans on international travel cannot stay in place indefinitely, and countries are going to have to do more to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus within their borders. Right now, almost 649,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. The figure is nearly 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million worldwide, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. Britain is closely watching rises in coronavirus cases in other European destinations, such as France and Germany, after slapping a 14-day quarantine on travelers from Spain, this at the height of the summer vacation season. The British quarantine on Spain is one of the starkest indications to date that Europe could face a second wave of economic turmoil as governments scramble to head off a rise in cases from the Mediterranean to the North Sea. The chief of staff for Germany's prime minister says the rise in coronavirus cases is cause for concern. He says people returning from holiday in risk areas must go into quarantine and urges all citizens to continue sticking to rules to stop the spread of the virus. Also Monday, the leader of the southern German state said Bavaria will set up coronavirus test sites at its two biggest railway stations, as well as key points on motorways, as fears grow that summer travel could spark a new wave of infections. Officials in France are on high alert as people travel the country for summer holidays, heightening the risks of new outbreaks as observance of social distancing rules wanes. French officials have ordered nighttime curfews for beaches in a Brittany resort on the Atlantic coast after a fast-spreading COVID-19 cluster emerged last week. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress and the White House resumed their efforts to agree on a new coronavirus economic aid package today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The administration's chief negotiator spent the weekend on Capitol Hill to put what White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows described as the final touches on the relief bill Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring forward this afternoon. Republican senators and the White House were at odds over various items, including how to cut back the jobless benefit without fully doing away with it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi panned the Trump administration's desire to trim the $600 weekly unemployment boost to about 70% of pre-pandemic wages. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, has tested positive for COVID-19, the White House said Monday. The White House said in a statement, O'Brien, quote, has been self-isolating and working from a secure location off-site. O'Brien holds a key role in the administration. The statement adds there's no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, said Monday it had thwarted a planned militant attack in Moscow and killed the man suspected of plotting it. That, according to Russian news agencies, the FSB said the suspect had planned to carry out an attack on a crowded public place in the Russian capital. They say he opened fire at law enforcement officers when they tried to arrest him on the outskirts of Moscow and had been shot dead. Mourners will continue to honor the late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Lewis will be only the second black lawmaker to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will do the same in the Georgia state capitol in Atlanta Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. He will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state that he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-stage pancreatic cancer. Lewis lay in state on Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of his home state. Earlier in the day, a funeral procession brought his flag-draped casket across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where he nearly lost his life after a beating by Alabama state troopers during his civil rights march in 1965. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.